One movie swept last night's Academy Awards.
And the Oscar goes to Everything Everywhere. All
of them. Everything Everywhere.
Everything Everywhere.
A historic night for a distinctive, even radical movie set in the multiverse with an almost entirely Asian cast.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was in Hollywood for the awards and joins us now. Good morning, Mandalit.
Good morning, Leila.
Okay, so Everything Everywhere All at Once made history.
It sure did. It won Best Picture and also Best Director and Original Screenplay for The Daniels, Scheinhardt, and Kwan. You know, backstage they told us their film was about joy and absurdity and chasing your bliss. Everything Everywhere won 7 awards in all, including 2 for fan favorites Michelle Yeoh, the first Asian to win the Best Actress Award, and Best Supporting Actor Ki Hui Kwan.
Dreams do come true. And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime. Never give up.
My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp. And somehow, I ended up here on Hollywood's biggest stage.
You know, this film has been championed as a feel-good movie, and so many people were rooting for Michelle Yeoh and Ki Hui Kwan, both in the business for so many years. It was really charming to see presenter Harrison Ford hugging Kwan on stage, having started out as a child actor, Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And, Leila, after last year's Oscars drama with Will Smith slapping Chris Rock on stage, well, this was a very positive night. No slaps.
Yeah. Very inspiring words we just heard. Tell us more about some of the other big winners last night.
Well, there were definitely some upsets. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis beating out the Black Panther's Angela Bassett for Best Supporting Actress. Brendan Fraser winning Best Actor for The Whale and not Austin Butler for playing Elvis. Netflix's German anti-war epic All Quiet on the Western Front picked up 4 awards: Best International Feature, Cinematography, Original Score, Production Design. 92 years ago, the original film version won the top Oscar. But perhaps the most timely honor went to Best Documentary winner Navalny, about Russian oppositional leader Alexei Navalny, who is a political prisoner. Here was his wife, Yulia, on stage.
Alexei, I'm dreaming the day when you will be free. And our country will be free. Stay strong, my love.
Backstage, we were told that Navalny's in solitary confinement and unwell. It was one of the more sobering moments in an otherwise upbeat celebratory night.
Now, I want to go back to the Best Picture winner, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, one more time. What do this year's Oscars say about the larger conversation about inclusion and diversity in Hollywood?
Yeah, there are still real struggles for racial, ethnic, and gender representation in the film industry. But this year, there was a lot of diversity among the winners. Now Hollywood has crowned its Best Picture, a film about an older woman, a queer film, an Asian American story. Ruth Carter became the first black woman to win 2 Oscars. And it was also a big year for South Asian artists. From India, the song from the movie RRR beat out songs by Rihanna and Lady Gaga. And the composer of Natu Natu accepted the award, saying he had grown up in India listening to The Carpenters.
RRR has to win, pride of every Indian. And must put me on the top of the world.
That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco in Culver City, California. Thanks, Mandalit.
Thank you.